Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. I've got guests across the way this morning. We're going to talk. We talked about this about 6 weeks ago, 6 or 8 weeks ago, with the kind of get the number of artists kicked up. And hey, I think it worked. You got a lot of artists, don't you?
We have quite a few.
I'm joined this morning by Melinda States. How are you, Melinda?
I am doing great, thank you.
Wonderful for you to be here. Appreciate that. Joined also by Spencer Meager. How are you today, Spencer?
I'm doing well, Bruce.
Appreciate you guys coming out. We're going to talk today about the Fairfield Paintout, and this is getting bigger and bigger every year, isn't it? Melinda,
is.
Can we pretty much equate us talking about this to getting all the extra artists that are coming in, us talking about it on the radio?
Well, I'm not sure if it's our radio that does it, but we have 19 coming this week, which is great.
Is that a top number that we've ever had?
Yes, that is the most we've ever had.
Well, now let's get to Spencer and tell us exactly who is responsible to get all these artists. You've kind of been twisting arms, haven't you?
Well, as I travel around, I talk to different artists and talk our event up.
Yeah,
and it is. I go to a lot of these events, and it is one of the better events, I think, as far as the artists are treated and artists. The feedback we get every year, they just love the community of Fairfield and the attitude that the people have here. So I think it's a good thing.
We've added an extra day this year. This starts tomorrow as opposed to Wednesday, right?
That's correct.
Is tomorrow the? I haven't opened the thing yet again. Is tomorrow the night painting?
Yes, yeah. They check in about 4 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll do the nocturne paint tomorrow.
Where's everybody checking in?
At the landing.
Oh, okay. So. Okay, everybody checks in at the landing. The nocturne painting. Let's talk a little bit about that nocturne painting. Do most painters, let's see, I'm trying to think if there'll be some moon tonight. Won't it be about half? Probably about waning, you think?
I'm not watching the lunar phase right now, so I'm not sure.
I think we're probably about half. I think we're probably about half. Well, let's see, it was last weekend that we had the big super moon, full moon eclipse.
Yep.
So 8-9 days after that, it's probably about a quarter. Mm-hmm. Will anybody, when these artists get together, when the artists set out to paint at night, usually they have light, but do some of them try to match natural light, or how's that work?
No, you pretty well have to have some artificial light on your easel, lighting up your canvas and your palettes, so that you can get some relatively accurate color mixing. Yeah, they're going to be looking for just interesting scenes that are artificially lit by pole lights. Might be somebody's garage or a vehicle sitting up alongside a building. One suggestion I heard, now with all the farmers working almost round the clock, unloading grain at night, that'd make an excellent scene.
I hadn't even thought about that, because you'd have you could have the combines as well as the bins and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that could be really interesting.
Did you get a whole bunch of artists load up on John Deere green, or?
Well, at night it changes, you know. John Deere green doesn't look like John Deere green.
I guess so. International IH case red or something like that. Yeah, there you go. Wait, okay. So, what are some of the nocturne scenes that we've had in the past? What can we expect from the night painting anyway?
Yeah, the Christian church.
We've had the Christian church, the water fountain in front of Fairfield National Bank.
Okay.
There have been some houses that are decorated for Halloween that we have had paintings done of those.
And this is a timed one, right?
No.
The nocturne starts anytime from sunset, and they can paint all night long.
Okay.
So it would end at dawn.
Yeah. When do they turn them? Do they turn them all back into the? They be turning them back in that on Wednesday?
Wednesday morning, yeah. Wednesday at noon, they have to be in by Wednesday at noon.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. With the more artists this year, are you prepared for? Are you prepared? Have you had to go out and buy more easels or something to display?
Well,
I would think, because it seems like last year you only had 12 artists, right?
I think we had 11 or 12 last year. I'm not sure which. But, we've tried to do some different things this year. We've made some new display what do we want to call those, display boards?
Yeah, just display boards.
Little unique things to look at, but they are space saving, so we hope we've got some things like that. We're going to be a little tight on space probably,
really?
But that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, that is a good problem to have. I mean, because over the course, well, not just of the Nocturne, but over the course of the week, you're probably looking at 19 artists producing
7 or 8 paintings.
You're going to say half a dozen anyway, right?
Yeah, that would be a good number, half a dozen.
Have you warned your judge that it's going to be a ton of painting?
No, she knows. It's not her first rodeo.
Well, that's
she is an excellent artist in her own right.
Really?
Her name is Lisa Ober. She's
okay.
From St. Louis, I'm familiar with her. I've seen her judge before. She knows art. She's an excellent judge, but she's also an excellent artist in her own right. She
right.
just does phenomenal work. So
what does excited. She? What does she? What media is she specializing?
Pastel is her number one choice, I think. But she does work in oils, and she does a lot of portraiture.
Oh, okay, really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a whole lot of portraiture in this day and age, do you? Really? I mean, it seems like portraiture has been kind of taken out by mainly photography.
Yeah, but that is the kind of thing that is commissioned, so it's not like it's entered in competitions where you'd be highly visible. It's done for a specific person and then given to them. So,
have you ever done that?
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah, I do. I do as much portraiture as I can.
How much? How big will a portrait be for the typical?
Oh, probably an average one's going to be 14 by 18, something
really?
Like that. Yeah. That's a good size.
When we're trying to figure out how much room we're going to need for all these, I've done the math in my head, for about 120 paintings at least. Mm-hmm. 150 paintings, we'll call it. What's the average size going to be on the canvas here?
Probably the average canvas size will be 11 by 14, and it's framed out another 4 inches. So, you know, like say 14 by 18 or 16 by 20, something.
Will these
like
all
that.
Be fr- these won't all be framed out for the
yes.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they put them all in frames. So
the artists do the framing themselves.
Yes. So mm-hmm. when you buy if you purchase a painting this week, it will come with a frame.
I'm talking with Melinda States and Spencer Meager about the Fairfield Paint Out starting tomorrow and going through Saturday. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about. There'll be these paintings, 150 paintings, will be available for purchase, and we haven't even talked about what are the main themes that we're going to send the artists out to try to look for.
We have agriculture. There's something with the oil industry. We do a landscape, and then we've got architecture, and we also have got a new category called Hometown Heroes.
Hometown Heroes. What are the Hometown Heroes? What suggestions have you made for
whatever they see going on that they think might be a Hometown Hero? We've given them some suggestions of places they might go, like the veterans section of the cemetery, Freedom Park. I've lost my list in my head now, but different things in Fairfield or around the area that might lead them to think about a hometown hero.
And with these 19 artists coming in, Spencer, how many of them are local?
Surprisingly, very few.
Really?
We have, I want to say 5 from Kansas City area coming.
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You got a bunch coming from Western Missouri.
Yeah, I've got 2 coming down from the Milwaukee area.
Really?
Three from St. Louis. 1 from northern Missouri, and then we have 1 coming from Dallas, Texas.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've already said that you twist some arms and make some personal invitations
mm-hmm.
to these folks. Where you were at one this weekend, right?
Well, I was actually at the Shaw Art Fair, which
is
not a plein air competition. It's just a basically a tent fair where you display your work. But the week before, I was up at Shorewood, Wisconsin, right in the Milwaukee area,
mm-hmm.
and I do so many of them, they all kind of run together.
When you have a plein air competition like this one is,
uh-huh.
when you go to several across the Midwest and across the country, when you have one of these, how many artists are typical? How many artists will you typically have at it?
Shorewood had 40 artists, I think.
Really?
Before that, I was up in northern Minnesota, and they had 70 artists
no
up
kidding.
There. But I would say 40.
Bunch of lakes. What do they have y'all painting up in Minnesota?
Oh, it's on North Shore Lake Superior.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a Grand Marais little art colony, and it's just a beautiful scene.
No, is that up by Duluth? I guess
it's farther north than Duluth, up the North Shore. It's almost to Canada.
You know, see, I didn't know there was much up there north of Duluth.
There's a lot of trees up there.
do folks, whenever you're on Lake Superior like that, do you get a lot of maritime painting?
There's a little fishing community up there. Fishing industry's not what it once was, but there's still a fishing aspect, and then there's a lot of sailboats and things like that. That sailboats are always a great thing to paint. I'll be looking for one in Fairfield.
Probably have to look for one in somebody's garage.
There you go.
Like I said, I'm talking with Melinda States and Spencer Meager. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. We're talking about the paint up. We'll be back. You're listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM 104.9 Fairfield. Back after these. Folks, welcome back to the WFIW. This is Bruce Dickey on the Bruce Dickey Show. We're here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I have guests across the way, Melinda States and Spencer Meager, and we've been talking about Paint Out 2015. And Spencer, when these artists all come to town and they start painting, their visit to town and painting isn't the only thing they're doing, are they? They're going to go out and meet the community and meet the folks at the schools, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Actually, tomorrow we're going to be out at Jasper School. I believe it's 1 o'clock. We've got, as I understand it now, we've got three artists who will go out there and we'll be painting portraits of some of the students.
Really?
We'll do kind of an assembly. And
how many portraits are they going to try to paint?
They'll just do three, one each.
Oh, okay.
They take about 45 minutes to an hour to
I
do.
I see. So, some child who wants their portrait done, they'll get in a lottery or something, or how does that work?
Well, we just kind of leave that up to the administration. Let them select the child, or the children in this case. Look for ones that'll sit still long enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, depending on, with Jasper, you've got kindergarten to eighth grade. Mm-hmm. Who will sit still longer? An eighth grader or
I think
fourth grader? Eighth graders
it's
probably get
to fifth or sixth graders. I think is fifth and sixth graders.
Okay.
So it won't be the whole school. It will be just a portion of.
Will they be making a presentation to the students there about how the art how they go about their art?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We normally congregate in the gymnasium, and the kids sit on the bleachers, and the artists are set up down on the floor, and the kids that are not being painted get to watch the whole process.
Really?
Yeah, and the artist, last year I kind of emceed and fielded questions from the kids, and the artist, you know, while they're painting, they'll try to talk with the kids, but they focus mostly on trying to get a likeness of the child.
And you said the portraits take half an hour to 45 minutes of pop, huh?
Yeah, a little long, probably 45 minutes to an hour.
Is that right?
Yeah. But they do a nice job.
That's quite a bit different from like whenever you run into some caricaturist or something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're going to be shooting for realism.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's not a studio piece that's going to be highly refined.
Right.
It's just kind of a color sketch.
Going to be used? Are those going to be judged too?
No.
This is
no.
outside of the competition.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's okay. just kind of a community service that we
that's
do.
That's nice. That's pretty cool. Have you picked which artists you have heading down there?
We have Niall Gordon is volunteered to do it. He painted last year. There's an artist named Lon Brower coming from St. Louis. He has a little different style, so it'll be interesting to see how he approaches a portrait.
Really?
He's volunteered. And then perhaps Amanda Murray. She's coming from Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
And she is Niall Gordon's daughter, by the way.
Oh, no kidding.
So it's kind of a father-daughter team there. But
yeah, except that then they're going to be in competition against each other pretty soon.
No, they're yeah, at some point they will be. But in this, it's all good fun.
Well, speaking of the competition, you've got several different categories that folks are going to be competing in. And the prize money that you have there, Melinda, that's pretty significant.
Yes, it is. We try to get enough money to encourage artists to come and make the effort to be here for it. So
what are the prizes?
Well, best of show is $500.
Okay.
Then we have some other categories that are $250 each, and that's best of architecture, best uh-huh. landscape, a Wildcatter Award, which is something to do with the oil industry, an Aggie Award, which is a painting of something to do with agriculture, Hometown Heroes, People's Choice. The people who come through the showing Friday night will have a chance to vote on a People's Choice Award.
Oh, really? So that's the Friday night, not Saturday?
Right.
The People's Choice voting?
The voting will be, and then we will announce it Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then the Artist's Choice Award is something that they choose among themselves.
They the artists will vote for the best nocturne painting?
Yes,
is that what I'm saying?
That's correct.
And we've got the quick paint here, but that quick paint is that's not the square, the four different painters,
there's
right?
two different things going on Saturday
okay.
morning.
Okay.
Two different options. Well, and some will participate in both, I'm sure. But there's the quick paint, which they have 2 hours to complete a painting. And the artist put in $10 to participate in that, and then we put in $100, and then whoever wins that quick paint
nice.
Gets the pot.
Okay.
And then we also have the four square painting coming up Saturday, which is something new we've added this year.
Tell me about the four square, because Lynn and I were talking about this morning, and you and I have talked about this in the past. This is really kind of a unique deal, isn't
it's
it?
It's pretty unique, and we hope the artists will buy into it.
Well, you've got an artist here. How's it being received, the discussion of the four square?
Well, we haven't really talked with too many of them that much about it. The ones I've talked with have really liked the idea, think it'll be a lot of fun. Basically,
tell folks what it is.
Well, basically, you'd have an artist set up on each corner of uh-huh. the square, and they would begin the process of painting whatever they choose out in front of them. And after, let's say, 20, 25 minutes, we'll blow a horn, and they have to rotate easels. Or in other words, they leave their easel and their supplies behind, walk to the next easel,
right.
pick up where that artist left off, and they paint on that for 15, 20 minutes,
wow.
and then we'll blow the horn, and they'll rotate.
So they'll go to all four corners,
yeah.
right?
They will go to all four corners, mm-hmm. yes.
So you've got four different artists' vision in one painting.
And four different perspectives. When you finish up, you have four mm-hmm. different paintings.
Yeah, good snapshot of downtown Fairfield.
That's pretty wild. Where did you come up with that idea?
Just
who came up with that idea?
We don't know. We have a creative committee that sits around and brainstorms a lot, and we, you know, things change.
So this is new. This is something you haven't seen.
I've never seen this before.
The other plein air competitions.
No, I've never seen this in a plein air competition. I have heard of multiple artists working on one painting before, uh-huh. which is neat. But this would definitely be a unique twist, and that's what we want to do with our event here in Fairfield is set it apart from others, make it as different as we can.
That's a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly a way to do it. I'm trying to think when you've got four different artists who have certainly four different styles.
Mm-hmm.
You would think
absolutely.
Also four different media, possibly, right? Three or four different media. How many different media are going to be used?
Well, I suppose it would depend on who's
who starts where.
We've
huh?
got it set up where there'll be the same media at each easel, yeah. and they'll just move to the easel.
Oh, okay.
So if you would get one of those paintings, it would be truly an oil painting or truly a watercolor.
I see.
But you might get someone who's not really well versed in dealing with watercolors that has had to deal with something they're not accustomed to dealing with.
See, somebody who's going to walk up and see the watercolors, yeah, I don't really do much of this.
Yeah, but it'll be fun, and it's all in fun. We are going to sell little tickets for $5 each, so the public is welcome to come up, stay on the courthouse square,
sure.
Tour around, see what's going on. Purchase a ticket or four tickets, five tickets, however many you want. There will be a little box at each draw at each painting. Put your ticket in there, and at the end of it, we will draw out a winner for each one of the paintings.
Okay, so that's not a buying thing. That's going to be something that's just a pure raffle.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. But
wonderful.
It's an easy, we think it's a little way to make a little bit, help us with our expenses and maybe have some fun with it, too.
Now, who's in charge of the, when you say help us with our expenses, what's the committee?
Well, we have a paint-out committee that's
a
part of
the VPF?
Of Volunteers for Progressive Fairfield.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who's on the paint-out committee?
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to ask you.
I know.
I'm
going to
ask you the tough questions, Melinda. You can do this.
I know. I'll see if I can get around the table. Christy Horning, Carrie Halbert, Mike and Brenda Reister.
Okay.
Jeff Lyon, Spencer, and Cindy, his wife Cindy Meager, and myself.
There you go. See, that was easy.
I just have to go around the table.
Well, I see now that's good. And it's a good thing you have the artists on there, too.
Janet Kent. See, I missed
one.
See,
you missed
the
short one.
That's
my
problem when you ask, put me on the spot like that.
Oh, you knew you were coming on the radio 6 weeks ago. Come on. All right, now you said the best of show is the categories are is the best of show the only one that the judge is ruling on, or is she going to be ruling on all the other categories?
She will
as well?
Rule on everything but People's Choice, Artist's Choice, and I guess that's it.
Mm-hmm. So she'll rule on Quick Paint too.
Yes.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. That's she's got a big job.
Yes, she does. Is.
She's up to the task.
You've told her the size of the job.
Yeah.
She's not going to get to. You said she's coming from St. Louis. Mm-hmm. She's not going to get to Nashville and turn around.
No. 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 She's actually very excited about it. Looking forward to it.
Is that right? Yeah. She going to come over Friday and get a look at the stuff on Friday night?
No. She'll just come in Saturday morning.
Let's talk a little bit about Friday night. That's the event on Friday night, Melinda, seems like one of the most fun parts of this week.
It is for the public, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we have lots of things going on that the public can participate in, but the premier exhibit is really the cream of the crop, I guess, to say, because all the paintings will be on display that have been done up to that point. We will have lots of things going on at the landing. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and, it's a $5 entry. We're kind of stuck on the $5 thing, I think. But,
oh, that's fine.
But with that, you get your food. You get to see all the paintings.
Get a little early look at them, too.
You put your car, get a ticket. You put it in the drawing for the free painting that Spencer has donated.
Okay.
You also get to vote for the People's Choice Award.
So that's the only way you can vote. You have to go there Friday night to have the chance to vote on the People's
right.
Choice.
Right.
What's the food?
Whatever.
Light hors d'oeuvres?
Light hors d'oeuvres, but there will be a variety of things for
good.
You. There will be sweet, salty, savory.
Cindy was working on that as I left this morning.
Cindy
is that
Meager
right?
Yeah. And Brenda Reister are taking care of the food for us, and so it will be good.
What time does that get going?
5:30 to 7.
5:30 to 7 mm-hmm. at the landing there on Court Street.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. And... We've talked last couple times you were here, Spencer. A lot of folks, all right, let's call a hypothetical person me. I don't know anything about buying art.
Okay.
I don't know much about buying art. How would I go? The artist will be there, and I can talk to them and if I see something I like, they'll talk to me, and I'll be able to buy that maybe the next day. Or how's that work?
Oh, I missed that one. You can actually buy the paintings Friday night.
Oh, you can buy them Friday night?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That was the big part
I missed.
But
they do need to stay for the judging.
But they will need to stay for the judging, but you will be able to purchase the paintings
I see. So Friday night is the big part of it. Having the opportunity to...
Right. That's why I said it's the big part.
And there's no auction or anything, right?
No.
I mean, it's just first come, first sees who, and makes a buy. Are they marked with price? Or
yes.
How are they? Okay.
Yeah, they'll all be individually priced by whatever the artist feels, you know, values them at.
Yeah.
I guess the only way to get a leg up on that would be to become a purchase award sponsor.
Yes.
You get an earlier opportunity to select.
The purchase award sponsors, I'm trying to remember, do they choose to, or do the...
Yes.
Okay, they choose their own winners,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. They actually have paid money up front as kind of a down payment on a painting, so they have first opportunity of all the paintings to look at.
What kind of pricing are we looking at whenever for somebody who doesn't know much about purchasing a painting of say a landscape or anything like that? What kind of numbers are the artists looking for?
You'll probably find artwork priced anywhere from $100 to $1,000.
Really?
And the bulk of it will be in the $250 to $500 range.
And you said for most of it's going to be 11 by 14, right?
Or bigger. Yeah, they're nice size pieces. Some artists like to paint really big. There might be some 30 inch by 30 inch pieces.
Really?
There. Yeah, could be.
We've had everything from like 9 by 9s or 8 by 10s to probably 24 by 30s.
And so. Is it pretty active? Is it a pretty active market? Will most things sell? Will only a few things sell? How active is the market? It must be relatively active if you're getting more and more artists to come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been pretty successful, I think, the last couple of years selling artwork. Is the kind of one of the things I always have nagging at me
really?
When we go through this is, oh, please.
Yeah.
Please come help.
Nobody's going to buy anything.
We need some buyers.
Yeah, I can see how that might wear on you.
But, yes. So we do invite the community to come out, and we have been very successful at selling original artwork, and I hope that the community will continue to support us.
Well, I'm talking to Melinda States and Spencer Meager. We're talking about this year's Fairfield Paint Out. It starts tomorrow and runs through Saturday, and there's all kinds of different things going on. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about those folks here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW FM 104.9 when we return after these. Folks, welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW FM Fairfield. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined by Spencer Meager along with Melinda States, and we've been talking about the Fairfield Paint Out 2015, which is tomorrow, starts tomorrow, and we forgot to mention something about the Nocturne, didn't we, Melinda?
Yes.
Tell me about the chance for folks to meet artists.
Okay. Tomorrow evening, the artists will be set up throughout Fairfield, different places. And last year, some of our community members figured that, you know, they wanted to go find out what they were painting and see what they were doing. So and
inquisitive folks.
Yes. And that became a lot of fun for people to report back where they'd found everybody.
And last year, there was a little rain, too.
Yes.
Yeah, the weather didn't cooperate very well.
There was a little rain. So we decided, well, we'll take that idea and expand it. So we have taken that this year. We will have little entry forms at the landing at probably at 6 o'clock or after that. people can come by and pick up an entry form, find the artist, have them initial or sign the entry form at the locations where they're at.
An artist scavenger
hunt.
That's
kind of, you know, I started to call it a scavenger hunt. I didn't want to call the artists scavengers, and I called it an artist hunt. And I was like, well, that doesn't sound good either. So
we're hunting down artists.
So I'm not sure what to call it, but find them, have them initial, bring it back by 9 o'clock to the landing, and we will do a drawing for the purse. If the person who has the most found the most artists, or if we have someone who's found them all, more than one that's found them all, we'll have a drawing, and there will be $25 in chamber bucks awarded.
And basically, this is one of the type of things where folks might just be able to get in their car and drive around and find men and women painting, right?
Yes.
Where will you be? All right, now, let's give a hint.
I'm planning on being downtown Fairfield. I don't want to divulge my secret.
That is the other thing. They don't really tell us where they're going because they've kind of scoped out where they will be, and they kind of want to keep that to themselves. So it does become a scavenger hunt to see where you can find them.
When do most of them get into town to start doing a little checking? This week? I mean, today?
Yeah,
today and tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Registration at the landing will be at 4, so they'll start coming in pretty quickly.
Are you at a distinct advantage with this being basically a hometown event for you, Spencer?
I think I'm kind of at a disadvantage because I'm so familiar with everything.
Yeah.
Somebody coming in
so
with
you
a fresh
don't see,
eye.
You don't see, you won't see a new perspective on something that somebody else might.
I've got to look diligently to see a new perspective, yeah. Where somebody just rolls into town and goes, oh, that's really neat. It's a cool building or something like that. I'm so used to it, I don't see it. So I might be at a disadvantage.
You know, I was about to ask you earlier, being a neophyte in the art.
You're using those big words on me.
Being somebody who doesn't buy art.
Okay.
Being somebody who doesn't buy much art. What do I look for when I'm thinking about buying a painting?
I think the number one thing that anybody purchasing art needs to consider is, do I like that painting? Am I drawn to it? Did I see it from across the room and go right to it? If you do find a painting like that, that's probably a good choice for you. It's something that just instantly appealed to you, and it's something that you can hang on your wall and look at it year after year and never grow tired of seeing it.
And if you're buying these paintings, if someone is buying this painting, there's the potential that these, for the most part, a handmade work like this does not lose value very
much.
No.
And these artists, this is their profession. Most of them, this is what they do. And they are their success level is increasing. So, the value of the painting that you purchase should go up.
What are some of the places that I know that you collect suggestions basically to tell artists where to go and what things to look for possibly and throughout Fairfield, throughout Wayne County? What are some of the suggested? Can you tell me some of the things you've suggested to folks to maybe take a look for throughout Wayne County?
This year I would like to see some of the artists branch out a little farther into the county than just the Fairfield area. Like up at Sisney has the old firehouse with the mural on the side of it.
Right.
I was thinking about that this morning. You get the right angle, you get the old firehouse with the new firehouse behind it. That would be a nice painting.
Nice little perspective there.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Samdale Lakes, beautiful little spot.
It's and terrifically underused.
It is. Mount Airy has some really, up on the hill, the water tower, the backs of some of those buildings, that's got some really nice aspects there too. So, and Melinda, you may have some.
Well, we've just tried to give them some general ideas of places to go. We know that, if you want to take off down Burnt Prairie Blacktop, there's ideas
great,
down
great
there.
Great barns and farms.
Send somebody down.
There.
You can probably send somebody down by the Little Wabash River or something,
right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. Elm River.
Of course, Center Street, the older homes in Fairfield still have a lot of appeal to people. We've talked about sending out into the countryside to people who collect old tractors, old cars. It's it's really hard for a non-artist to think about what they might want to see or paint, because I'm more of a neophyte than you are, probably.
I got to tell you, the one thing I buy are concert posters.
You know, I tell people I can't draw.
I do try to buy the arty concert posters.
I tell
concert
people
posters.
I can't draw a straight line with a ruler, so I'm not much of an artist. But there are lots of things. It's amazing when people, when they come into our town, that the things the artists see that we just take for granted.
Right.
One of our most popular paintings last year was a scene down Northeast 3rd with the cobblestone street. It was beautiful. And we were like, oh, it just looks like a brick street to us.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When he was finished with it, it's very...
It really stood out.
It looks very... Yeah, it was beautiful.
Well, that's exactly right. That is something, you and I, that's something that we don't have a trained eye.
Right.
We're not going to see something like that. And these people are coming in from all over the country. They have seen most likely everything, a lot of these things before, and get a real good trained eye, a chance to get another view on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It gives you a totally new perspective about your surroundings.
Did you say something about there's a poster contest, something or other, or what was that?
Not a contest. Each year we have made a poster from one of the paintings that year.
Oh, I see.
So we have a set of three posters now, because this was our fourth paint out.
Okay.
So we have a set of three now. Then we've sold off the first 2 years. We've got new ones this year from last year's paintings. So we sell those also to try to fund us a little bit. We're always trying to make a little bit of money to try to help us out a little bit. The posters are $20 each, or you can buy the set of three for $50. So those will be available at the landing this week also, and they're available now at the Chamber office or at Carnegie Square.
Right. And they are signed limited editions that are... when they're gone, they're gone. There's not going to be any more printed. So the first years, I don't know how many of those we have
left.
There's
not many of those left.
Hmm. Tell me a little bit about, I'm going to go off topic, off of, a little bit off topic. We've had weather issues in the past. You had a little rain last year. And folks were able to, what'd they do? Paint under umbrellas? They've got a big golf umbrella? Is that what
or
you're bringing, Spencer?
In the back of their... Raise the hatchback on their car and climb into the car and paint.
There's not much rain in the forecast here.
That's good.
Friday is the only day, apparently, with a chance of showers, supposedly. You were just up north of Duluth, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're a watercolor artist, right?
Yes.
For the most part. At what point do you have problems with how cold can it get? I know it's not going to get cold here, but just for my own how cold can it get to be a water painter?
I've painted with watercolor at probably 25 degrees.
Really?
You have to mix a little bit of alcohol in your water to keep it from freezing, but it's so cold that it when you apply it to the paper, it doesn't dry very fast. Or if the humidity is real high, like along Lake Superior, the humidity can be real high. It just slows the process down. But it also gives you a different style of painting too, because you're working so wet. It gives you a little softer.
I was going to use a word. I don't know if you said softer. Probably a little bit better than my word. I was going to say sloppier.
Let's go softer. More of a diffused look.
Diffused. There you go. That's a better. That's a better word. I like that better. Well, I didn't know what. And you said you have all kinds of what other media are folks going to be using this week in their paintings? You have pastel.
There should be some pastel artists here. There will be oil painters. The bulk will probably be oil painters. Maybe an acrylic painter.
What's the difference between oil and acrylic?
Acrylics are like a polymer.
Okay.
And they're water based. They dry. Just super fast,
really,
like in 15, 20 seconds.
No kidding.
So it's difficult to work with.
You can't make a mistake.
Well, you paint over it. They're opaque.
Well,
so paint over
it. I guess that makes sense.
Well, watercolor is probably the trickiest one to work in, I think. But,
really?
But that's what I like to work in.
Are you looking forward? Are you going to do one of the square things? Are you thinking about doing that? Are you going to be one of the people on the square?
I think the approach we're taking on that is we will put anybody that wants to participate, put their name in a hat, and we'll pull out four, and those will be the four artists. Mm-hmm. So
well, that'll be a lot.
I'll throw my name in there.
We're planning to have more than four. We're planning on all 19 wanting to participate.
and I think they will. The artists like to do something different and unusual.
Oh, that's really cool.
To be chosen for that, I think they will view it as an honor. that so they got in there.
Now the judging will be done Saturday morning, and yes. When is the when is the announcement?
Awards are announced at 1:30.
Okay.
On Saturday afternoon, and then there will be a little bit of time afterwards for people to still see the paintings, purchase paintings, right. And they'll be released then at 2:30 on Saturday.
It sounds like just a real full week.
It is a real full week.
How many hours are these artists going to be working, you think, over the course of the week?
On a daily basis?
Yeah.
They will probably work 14, 16 hours a day.
Yeah, that's, I kind of thought whenever they get started, they usually just keep going right on through, don't they?
Yeah, they'll try to do... Most of them will try to do at least 3 paintings a day.
Wow.
And so that may, we talked 6 earlier, that may, we may have 9-10 paintings per artist.
Wow.
Which could get you up around 200 paintings.
Your judge, she is going to have her hands just flat full.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, we
pay her, though.
Well, I guess you'd have to. You have to. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope everyone will come see us at some point this week at the Landing and see what's been being painted this week.
That should be a good time. Friday night's the first night, and then Saturday for the judging. So we'll try to get uptown and get a chance to see these painters. It's different. It's a lot of fun. Guys, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Bruce Dickey's show for today, folks. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.